Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. I'm Justin Baroni, and today we are smoking some gorilla berries in the bong. Let's take an extra hit while we clap this one in. So like I said, thank you for joining me to start off whatever day it is for you. I figured today I would smoke a couple different things again, as always, as usual, so that I could give you a nice variety of opportunity in your weed smoking endeavors. So in the bong, we've got gorilla berries, and that is, let me see here. It's an indica. It's my favorite indica. It's by Green Seal. It is 27.4%. Yeah, it's a really nice smoke. It's a heavier indica. It's what I consider to be probably closest to Purple Kush in the legal landscape of weed in Canada. Because I haven't really seen too many people. Well, actually, I've only ever found one thing that was equivalent to Purple Kush, or actually Purple Kush, which was in a vape cart by, who was it? Premium 5, I believe. It was a half gram vape cart. It was perfect. It was absolutely Purple Kush. But there's a few other companies have done some ones that they call Purple Kush, but it's not Purple Kush. If it is Purple Kush, it's not good. I'm sorry, but it's not. People have tried to convince me that Granddaddy Purps is Purple Kush. It is not. I know my Purple Kush, folks. Like, whoever's trying to sell me on bullshit Purple Kush just really doesn't understand. My background is Purple Kush, man. I knew a guy who grew Purple Kush exclusively. And so I know what Purple Kush is supposed to look like, smell like, be like. I know the high from it. I know the taste, the flip, everything. I could tell you with just looking at it if it's Purple Kush or not. Let alone the smell. Anyway, that's beside the point. The point is that I really like gorilla berries because it does seem to be the closest thing to the Purple Kush high that I could find, and I really enjoy it. It's a nice relaxing herb for sure. And then in the pre-roll today, I've rolled myself an extra gorilla berry joint just in case I feel like having it. But we're gonna actually smoke Jungle Cake by MTL Cannabis. It's a pre-roll. It's a half gram. It is, 29.1%. Yep, 29.1%. I've been smoking them, because there's three in here, in this little container. I've been smoking those for the last couple days, because I wanted to see what I'm getting more into sativas. I've always been into indicas, but for whatever reason, I'm really getting into sativas right now. So I've been trying a variety of different sativas. I was told this one was good, so I figured I'd try it out. And it is. It's pretty good. I'm pleasantly surprised by it. The only issue that I have with it is it could probably be cured a little better, because it burns black, and near the end of the joint, it's not as tasty as it should be. You know what I'm saying? I know that the end of the joint is always a little rough, but in this case, it's a little rougher. So yeah, so that's where I'm at with that. That's where we're smoking today. Hopefully we have a good time. I figured this podcast, I put this on YouTube. It's on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff. And obviously I have social media. I've got Instagram, Twitter, everything. But lately I've been putting out shorts on YouTube, and I don't know what the fuck is wrong with people, but people are not happy. Okay. I put out two shorts recently that did pretty, like, for me, really good numbers, but like for, you know, people that are good at this, they're probably very minute, but I got a few thousand views on these videos. The one video, they're both like 10 seconds long. Okay. The one video just basically says, oh, I get excited about weed. I really like weed. Right. The other video was, what was the other video? It was also a reference to enjoying weed or something about the high, right? But each in these last two videos, because they were the ones that have got the most views so far on the channel, these And they're snippets from podcasts, like just little clips from the podcast, right? To get, obviously, to, you know, get some eyes on the podcast. Well, it works. But I'm starting to get negative comments. So from what I'm told, that means I'm getting more popular on YouTube. So, yay, keep the shitty comments coming, folks. I got into it with one guy who made fun of me for being old and doing a podcast about weed. He basically said, what did he say? He said, it was a reference to a TikTok video I'd watched about, I think I said it in the last two episodes ago. So Sesh-isode 106, I was talking about how girls need better role models. So the clip came from that, right? And it was basically me saying, that girls need better role models because the ones on TikTok right now are just dancing around to, there's no talent behind it. They're just dancing around in their underwear to get attention, right? And that's not, like, good attention. So me being a dad, I put this out thinking, like, I don't know, maybe people still appreciate that? I don't know. I don't know what I thought, but I thought it was, like, a good catch video, right? As an advertisement. So I put that out, and this guy writes back, oh, yeah, says the, what was it, the middle-aged pothead whose plan for retirement, whose retirement plan is doing a podcast for aging potheads. It's like, what? He obviously didn't watch the podcast. But as I, you know, because when you get stuff like this, like, I'm not used to getting, I'm used to it in my personal life, people telling me off, but on the internet, you don't know what to do. You don't know whether you should, like, go after the person or whether you should just leave it alone and let the you know, point stand for itself. Is it really called for as, like, for an answer? So he you know, makes fun of this. Big deal. I don't care. But I'm like, it doesn't like, you, he said that on a comment on a video about how I would like to see better role models for my daughters. Like, is he trying to put down the fact that I'm smoking weed on the internet? And, like, it's a podcast, man. The premise of the podcast is to educate people about weed, smoke it, show you what it's like to smoke weed live, or not live, but, like, you know, real time. I'm actually smoking weed because it's legal in Canada. I could smoke it. It's fine. And I'm trying to educate you on it while entertaining you at the same time. So it's, you know, I call it a cannabis-infused comedy podcast because I'm trying to entertain you, but I'm also trying to bring attention to the subject of marijuana because it is becoming more legal and more accessible in, you know, North America. So why not have somebody that's going to try it out for you, tell you how it's going to go, and you can see the results, right? That guy's trying to make fun of this. So I thought, all right, you know what I need to do? I need to do, like, a deep dive into what this motherfucker's all about, right? So I look him up. I go to his YouTube channel. Now, he's probably pretty close to my age. And if he's not, he fucking looks like it. Okay, sorry, dude, but I don't know what you're doing, but I look younger than you, all right? And so he's a deadlifter. Or no, he's like a power lifter, trying to be a power lifter. His goal on his page is to beat whatever province he's from, beat the provincial record for, I think, deadlift. Now, cool, man, go ahead and do that. But, like, why, what is it about the positive message that I'm putting out? Like, are you just trying to get attention because you only had, like, six videos and they're all of you lifting? But, like, the problem is, I know how to lift. At one point in my life, I worked out quite a bit. I've been lazy recently and have got a belly, but in my past life, I know what I'm doing. So, like, I watch these videos. Dude's going to break his back before he breaks the fucking record. I'll tell you that right now. I have never seen poorer form. Sorry, man. But if you're watching this, like, straighten your back. You know, I don't do certain exercises because I have a curve in my spine. So, like, I avoid those things because I don't want a broken back. So I strengthen it in other ways. Like, dude, you gotta be more straight up in line, like, you got to put effort into it. You can't just go in there slouchy McGee thinking like, oh, if I just bend over and pull this weight up, I'll be fine. No, you're going to cripple yourself, man. So that guy leaves me this fucking shitty ass comment. Now, for having said that, for like every one, there's two more that are like, this is funny, or point out a funny thing. So like, thank you. Thank you to the nice guys that, you know, stick to the content. I'm not trying to fucking make anybody any smarter. I'm just trying to show you what it's like to smoke weed and tell you some jokes or like talk some shit, you know? So I don't know why you have to attack me. And why is it always like muscly, weightlifty dudes? Like, why are those the guys that lash out? I literally said, all I want to see is better role models for my daughter, not these chicks on TikTok dancing around in their underwear. Like, are you an advocate for women whoring themselves out, sir? Is that why you're pissed at me? Or are you pissed off that you're working out like a crazy person and not reaching your goals, whereas you see me, somebody who smokes weed, and whatever your interpretation of that, which is clearly very wrong, okay, makes you assume that attacking me is going to get you some kind of credibility? Like, oh no, attack the pothead. I'm trying to say, like, have a good time, do what you do. And you're trying to be all like, don't fucking do that because this is lifted. No, fuck you, man. That's what I have to tell you, all right? If there's one person that I would ever take that opinion from, it would be my father, okay? And there are a lot of times that we disagree. When he watches this, he's like, why you gotta be like that? Because it's fun. It's just fun, dude. Have some fun. Stop lifting weights for like a day. Breathe a little bit. And relax. Have a little fun. You don't have to attack people because they're doing something different than you and like making it look easy. Okay? That's all I'm saying. It's like, we're not the same person. So for you to attack me and try to give me some bullshit shit about, you know, doing a podcast about weed and complaining about role models, I think I'm a pretty fucking good role model, man. I'm open and honest with my children. I take care of my business. I'm successful. Where are you at? You're still trying to break fucking records. I'm not trying to break nothing. I'm trying to bring people together, brother. That's what you should be concentrated on. Not my whatever I'm doing. Worry about you, man. That's such bullshit. People trying to get in other people's business. There's so much going on in the world today where everybody has to take a fucking break. Take a fucking breath for a second. Because people are now trying to insult other people to get attention. You know, I don't give a fuck what your point is, but leaving a comment like that on my page means that you had an internal conversation, a fight in your mind with me that I don't know about. Because you saw a 10-second clip of my podcast and for whatever reason, it made you upset. I believe that you're probably upset with your own life. Figure out your own shit. Don't go after me. I'm doing my thing and I'm making it very obvious and evident what it is. Don't call me out for stupid shit. Especially on a positive message. It just tells me that you're a gross motherfucker. And all you want to do is work out, probably fill yourself with as much testosterone as possible, and then ogle women. Because why would you have a problem with me saying I would like to see better role models for my children? Dummy. So that's a lot, like, it's funny. Because on one hand, people just lash out for no reason. So you get a message like this and you're like, what the fuck, dude? You know? And normally I'm like smoking a joint while I'm reading these things. So I'm like, you dumb. Like, you don't know what I'm really like. You know what you perceive of me on a 10-second clip in this podcast. Sure, it's pretty close to who I am, but it's not my whole me. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's comprised of a bunch of different aspects. Like, for anybody to try and attack somebody because they're doing something that's fun, fuck you. I don't give you shit for doing your weight thing. I'm giving you pointers, helping you out, helping you grow. Stand straighter, breathe more, you'll be better. I watched your videos. You're not doing it right. You may be big, but you're hurting yourself. So that was my first, intro into like what it's like to get backlash, but like that was backlash for nothing, okay? And then the second one I got was, I think this week, the other day, yesterday, actually. And I put out this video, another 10-second short on YouTube, just to try and get some attention to my channel, right? And fucking this guy leaves a comment. What did he say? He goes, I'm six days without smoking weed, waking up on day seven. This is from a smoker who had smoked for 24 years, something like that. I'm paraphrasing. I'll put these up in here. But like, so he's basically telling me off. He's telling me off for smoking weed all the time and doing this podcast, okay? And having my Batman picture. Like, what's your problem? It's Batman. He's awesome. Fuck you. You know, I got my little car thing. Why, I can't have stuff? I have to have your stuff, the things you want? Because you smoked weed for 24 years? So this guy, sorry, I've got to finish that. So this guy smokes weed for 24 years. 6 days in to not smoking weed. He decides on the seventh morning that Thoughts Off the Stem is the podcast to go after, and your friendly neighborhood pothead, me, Justin Baroni. That's right. He's going to come after me saying, hey, you know, you've got posters on your wall, comic book posters on your wall. You're doing like a weed podcast. You're in your 30s. I'm in my 40s, sir. Okay? Grow up. Like, why? Why grow up? If you don't have to, what's the point? I handle my business. I take care of every aspect of my life. And I finally, after this amount of time, I've got some things on point and I'm pretty happy with it. Like I said before, I'm successful, I'm good. I know what I'm doing now. I'm very confident in my capabilities. When you lash out at me like that, it makes me think that you're not very confident in your capabilities. Either that, or you are highly confident in my capabilities to get you noticed. Because why would you say some stupid shit like that? It doesn't matter to you. Do you not like the fact that I get to get stoned for fun and make money on the side? Huh? Does that bother you? Too bad for you, sucker. It's not my fault you're in the position that you're in. I haven't always been in this position. If you followed the podcast from day one, you pretty much know my situation. I went from trying to put this together for fun, to putting some effort into it, to trying to make better decisions in my life, to change my life because I was broke, living paycheck to paycheck, trying to figure out what to do. I made some good financial decisions and some positive moves in my life, and I moved forward and moved into an avenue where I can now take care of myself without having to force myself to do things I don't want to. You're mad at that? You don't like that? Is it because you're trying to do it and you haven't done it yet? Don't worry, it'll come, bro. Just relax, focus on you. Don't fucking worry about what I'm doing over here. If you don't like it, I don't care. There's other people that do, and this is obviously not for you. If you want to do whatever it is you're trying to fucking, if you're trying to shame me or make me feel bad, it's not going to happen. Weed makes you happy. You know that. You were a 24-year smoker, and then you decided, oh, I'm not going to do this anymore. And now, for whatever reason, you feel self-righteous enough to come to somebody else and say, hey, I know the way. Buddy, I take time off all the time. I don't smoke every day, all day, okay? I do a podcast about it, like I said, to educate and entertain people because it's fun, and I like to do it. There are other parts of my life that I like as well, but you don't get to see them because that's not part of what this is. So for you to assume anything about me is stupid. For you to come after me is even dumber, because if you're a pothead, especially for 24 years, you should know that not every pothead is a fucking idiot. Not every pothead gets involved in other people's shit. Maybe they keep to themselves and do their own thing, smoke some weed, see how they can make the planet better rather than fucking tearing people down for no reason. Water break. I think it upsets them that people put together, I'm not even talking about me, but other people put together a platform where they're capable of sharing their feelings and their thoughts. And I think that that is lost on some people trying to do the same thing like this, like a podcast like this or a YouTube channel or whatever, to try and do the same thing and get successful, and then they get mad at the success of other people because they haven't made it. Well, maybe you need to reflect on what you're doing and you need to switch up your whole direction. Read a book. Advance your knowledge of whatever the fuck it is you're trying to do. Don't just try to lash out at other people. That doesn't help you. It just makes you look petty. That's all I'm saying. So yeah, so now with those things happening, I'm fairly confident that I'm gaining popularity just by being me. So that's pretty awesome. So thank you to you guys for sticking around. I hope you're having a good weekend. Let's send a cheer out to you. That's what I'm saying. Or your whatever day it is, you know, that you're watching this. But yeah, I hope you're having a good time. I hope life is treating you right. I hope the dummies of the world that send me comments stay away from sending you comments, and you can, you know, just cruise through life, man. And that's the other thing. So these two guys, both guys that said this, were like I said, the first guy was a power lifter. The second guy, I don't know if he was a power lifter, but he was very muscly. Okay. And he had a lot of gym videos on his thing. I don't know if that was him or what, but I'm going to assume for the fact that that's his profile picture, that that was him. Why is it these gym bros get all aggro and try to come at you? Because like, I could tell you right now, even at 41 with a heart condition and smoking weed, I can outwork a lot of you. I am no slouch to exercise and physical abilities. My physical capabilities are great. I choose to smoke weed and relax. Because as you can see with these comments these dudes come up with, you're obviously very on edge from lifting weight all the time. So fucking relax, man. But yeah, and you have to have a certain level of intensity to get that big. So it's very respectful that you could do that. Like, I honor that. I envy that. But at the same time, I don't care if you don't think it's a good idea to smoke weed. I know things that you don't, clearly. So yeah, I don't know. I can't rant about it enough, I don't think. But I hope you're having a good time. I hope you're having a good weekend. Or sorry. I'm trying to decide. Okay. If I can get a little bit of feedback, that would be great. Other than, you know, I'm going to pose this question. I want to know. The high just hit me. I want to know what day you would prefer to watch the podcast, because I normally release it on Fridays at 4:20, right? PM Eastern time. But if there's a day, let's say like Wednesday's a better day for like a break in the week, let me know. Let me know in the comments which days you tend to watch the podcast or listen to it or whatever. Because I'm trying to figure out what would work, you know, what works best. And then arrange my recording schedule around that. And hopefully with that feedback, I can give you more episodes, different times, all this stuff, you know, fun stuff, good stuff, progressive stuff. Yeah, that'd be great if you could do that. And also subscribe if you're watching this, if you're new. Follow, like, whatever you got to do on any of the platforms that makes you part of the show and notified, hit that button. I'm getting high. I love Gorilla Berries. If you like indicas, Gorilla Berries, you got to try at some point. The only problem is lately, I'm getting like super dry mouth whenever I'm smoking. Ugh. That was an old man sigh. Oh, so I started smoking the pre-roll, so hopefully you guys are enjoying yours. A Jungle Cake from MTL Cannabis, and like I said, it is 29.1% THC. Now, one of the things is lately, there's been a lot of discussion in Canada about incorrectly labeled THC potency on the bags. It's time for some weed facts, bro. That's right, some weed and some facts. Right on. And saying that some strains are higher or lower than what's actually on the bag, which apparently, well, I mean, not apparently, but which basically leads to a big problem, because now Health Canada is saying, hey, look, we have to get this in line, and you can get fined for not having correct labeling. But the problem is there's a push from customers, right, to get high potency THC. That's what a lot of people come in. They go, oh, okay, well, there's two things. Either they come in and they buy like cheap pre-rolls because it's just like, you know, one to take out while they go for a walk or something like that. Or they want the highest THC possible because that is the thing that matters to them or signals to them that that weed is the best. You know what I mean? And with the incorrect labeling on the bags, there's a big war a brewing, I guess you could say. But there are some places, some guys that do it right. Okay. I babbled there. I'm sorry. I got it all out when I raged about the two guys leaving me a comment. So, what I'm trying to say is that lately in Canada, we have got a little war going on in keeping or protecting the accuracy of THC quantities within the legal market. Because there have been a few packages that I have smoked that were not nearly what they claim to be based on what THC should do to you and the strain, right? So a few times I had a couple pre-rolls that stated that they may be about, oh, 40%. I could tell you after smoking those, they were not near 40%, which brings me back to the theory that a lot of people talk about, which is that THC does not matter as much as we think it does in the potency of the plant. It shouldn't be your benchmark for good weed or good cannabis. What it should be is one of the many markers that dictates whether the strain is going to be potent for you and work well for what you want it to do. See, you have to think of weed differently. Back in the day, when you had to buy it on the black market, you didn't necessarily know what you were getting. But with how things are going now, and in the retail market, in the legal market, you have a lot of knowledge in how each plant works, how the structure, like whether there's CBD, CBG, CBC, whatever in it. We can now tell you how that high most likely will play out, right? Based on the makeup. Now, there, obviously, you're not going to be 100% accurate. You're not going to like nail it every time, but you have a general idea of what it is. Whereas back in the day, if you were buying from, you know, your buddy in the garage or whatever, he would give you a bag of weed and be like, dude, I'll get you real fucked up, y'all. That's it. Like, that's how it's sold. You know, oh, there was no, okay, well, if you smoke this flower, it's going to make you a little bit more relaxed. You're going to be able to stay awake because of this. The contents of this one, but you'll be relaxed as if you had like a glass of wine or a beer at the end of the day to relax, you know? So with the knowledge that we know now, I end up spending a lot of time as well as my like counterparts. They ended up spending a lot of time, explaining that, hey, look, you got to look at the makeup of the plant. I've said this before and I've said it a few times where you have to look at the whole makeup of the plant. You have to look at what properties the plant has in it, what strain it is, even though there's also an argument for what strain is what and how strains don't differ and how sativa and indica are the same. All that stuff. I get that. But simply put, for the way that we identify it in the shop and the way that we identify it as like consumers, you have to have a set of values that makes that weed or cannabis enticing to you, right? So in the shops, we spend a lot of time explaining that, sure, that plant can say that it's, you know, 33, 40% THC, but there's no CBD in it. There's no this, there's no that, there's no extras, right? Which is with weed, with really strong weed, there's extras. There's like a whole buildup, what they call the entourage effect of a bunch of the different essential oils in the plant that make up a really good strain, right? So you have to take less into account the level of THC as much as you do how it's grown, how it's cured. Cured is a big one, because like I said, even with these joints here, they burn a bit black near the end. So I think the curing could be a little better, but I mean, it's still a good smoke. It's tasty. Well, my mouth is dry as shit, so it just tastes like sticks right now, but it's actually tasty. I've had, this is the third one out of the pack. It's really good. And like I said, this one says it's 29.7%, no, 29.1% THC. Okay, great. That's a high percentage, but it doesn't hit like 29%. This one hits me, and it might hit somebody different, somebody else at 29, or give them like a really big high. But this high for me is like around a 20 to 24%. And that's just like knowing from the strains that I smoke that I on a regular that I know are accurate, you know? So THC shouldn't be your whole reasoning for buying a strain. You should be, you should take a few different factors in. You got to take into account, like I said, the how the whole plant was cultivated for the stuff that you're buying. How many different strains the companies grow, because that really plays into how much, like how good the weed actually is. So for example, there's companies that make affordable 7 gram bags. Okay. They're not the most potent things. They sit anywhere from like 16%, no, 14% to like 22%. So not overly powerful. But they're consistent, and they, even though it's rated at 20, let's say it's rated at 19%, it still smokes closer to that, like 24%. You know what I mean? It smokes higher than what it, what the numbers say, because the plant is cultivated better than some of the other ones. Even though it's a discount, it's more consistent because that is what they do, right? Whereas companies that tend to mass produce, I mean, everybody kind of has to mass produce, but that have a wide variety of strains, like they have, you know, 7 or 8 different strains that they've got going on, their quality doesn't seem to be as consistent, let's say. Okay, you don't necessarily know what you're getting. The numbers don't necessarily add up. You know, and a lot of the times, the other thing to think about is, what is it? Packaging date. Always look at the packaging date, because you never know. Sometimes companies have to do it, like are finishing off their stuff, but like it was done in the summer. You got to watch out for that. It's, yeah, it's pretty rough sometimes. So always look at your packaging date, and then you know if you're getting better stuff. And you could get good stuff at all different price ranges. So you don't necessarily have to buy, you know, super expensive weed to get what you want. You just have to know, you have to try at the level of money, at the level that you're willing to spend, you have to try the variety that's there. So if there's like, you know, 6 different companies or 7 different companies that make weed that, or make cannabis products that, let's say a 3.5 gram, bag, a half quarter. If you make, what am I trying to say? Holy shit. Oh yeah. So if you have 7 companies, 7 or 8 companies that make, 3.5 gram bags at like the $20 mark, try them all, because you need to find which one of those is the best for you. Because it's going to be different for everyone, right? But that doesn't necessarily mean that THC is the thing that's going to make the weed the best. It's, I'm telling you, it's all about cultivation. So, yeah, that's, even if you have to spend a little more, just a little, you don't have to go and crazy, like you don't have to spend crazy to get well-cultivated plants. You just have to spend the time finding the ones that you like. Because now that the industry has so much, it's, it's insane. Okay, that's enough THC talk.
That's right, some weed and some facts. Right on.
But that's right. It's okay, so like, okay, I'm stuck on these guys getting all pissy with me, all right? I can't lie. Like, I have nobody to. What am I gonna tell my kids? Like, hey, so these guys went. Actually, I did. You know what's funny about that? So they're my audience. I'm very open with my kids, which is why we have such a great relationship, and they're, you know, really good. They're really good kids. They make their mistakes, but they try. And so when these two guys left their comments, I read them to the kids, and the kids are like, "What are you talking about?" Like, even the comments to them were silly, you know, but they know me. I know this weightlifter dude. Weightlifter dudes don't know me, but still, like, I don't think I've ever gone on someone else's video or page or anything like that and left some random jackass comment, you know? Most of the time, like, if that guy hadn't, if I had just come across that guy's page, I may have liked his videos. But now he screwed that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know why you would go, I don't know why you would go around trying to boss other people around because you, like, I think that everybody should do what they want. I mean, don't break the law or anything like that, but like, do your thing. That's your thing. Do it. Be awesome at it, you know? Put all your effort into it. Great. But don't tell me how to do my thing or not to do my thing. Like, could you, what would happen if somebody told you, "Hey, dummy. You look like a jackass. You're blah blah blah. You should go back to your day job and not work out. You should just eat cereal all day." I don't know. You know, see, like, I can't even be that mean to you right now. Dude. But yeah, I don't understand why people try to attack other people. Just like, be good. You know what was cool? Okay, I'll tell you this, because this was pretty awesome. This is the contrast to this negativity from these comments. So I'm working in the shop the other day, and we were it was it's a Monday, okay? And it's a long weekend Monday here in Canada. So everything else is closed. We're open from noon till late. At least we didn't have a lot of customers. But at least a quarter to a half of those customers all thanked us for being open. Like, people in real life are taking a turn. I said that to the girl I was working with. I said, you know, that's like, I don't know how many people I hadn't counted, but I'm like, that's a lot of people that have thanked us for being open on a holiday so that they could get their cannabis needs met, you know? And it surprised me. Because that's not sort of like how things have been portrayed in the media. It seems like there's always some kind of conflict or something like that, right? Well, this was the total opposite. It was like just a day of gratitude at the weed shop, which is awesome because that's how a weed shop should be, right? But I said to her, I said, you know, there's a turn, like there's something happening. So I'm thinking, I'm hoping, I'm praying that society is taking that turn of like, let's get back on track here. Excuse me, let's, you know, get together, be nice to each other, try to show each other that we care. And generally try to bring, you know, an inclusive atmosphere to your environment, right? And then I get these fucking things from these jackasses. "Oh, smoking weed sucks, dude." Well, I'm sorry it didn't work out for you. I'm happy that you're both, you know, trying to be physical and strong and all that shit. Good job. Way to go. Don't tell me how to live my life. I'll do what the fuck I want. Because I can. And I should. And so should you. But you should also keep your fucking nose to yourself, bud. Don't let your shortcomings try to impede my progress. It won't work out well for you. That's all I'm saying. You know, I want to say I'm not your typical pothead, but that's not true because I know a lot of people that are very much like me. And if your opinion of weed is negative, that's fine. Keep it to your fucking self. I don't tell you to smoke weed. I don't tell you to do anything. I say what I think, and I think what I'm about, and that's what I talk about. That's how I try to do things, with an all-inclusive, open-minded way, open-minded look at life. I guess that's all. That's what I gotta say. You know, like, I just mind your business. Smoke some weed. Maybe that guy with the 6 days off and like on a seventh day, I think he's on day eight now. Like, maybe what you should do, okay, is smoke weed again, because it's clearly working out well for you, man. Don't smoke weed. Got to take it out on the guy sitting over here that just smoking weed, having a good time. Gotta make me all mad and shit. Anyway, I wish both of you the best in your endeavors. And yeah, I hope that buddy number one there takes notes and like straighten that back, take some breaths, you know. Buddy number two, just do your own thing, man. But maybe, like, you should probably have weed on the weekends. So that's just my professional recommendation as a key holder at a, you know, pretty prominent pot shop. That's all I'm saying. I know what I'm talking about. Sometimes. Okay, I'm really high. I hope you enjoyed the sesh. Thank you for joining me, Justin Baroni. I hope you come back next week to Thoughts Off the Stem on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. Where else? Podchaser, Good Pods, Pandora. Yeah, everywhere. Until next time, keep your lids low, baby.